Thank you for letting me in. Your loft really is lovely. Yes, I'm the model from the agency. Do you like me? This will be my first time being drawn. And, well, it's been a very long time since I've been naked in front of a human. Oh, well, here, let me take off my hat. There. Shake my long hair loose. There, see? My ears. They're sleek and pointed. I'm an elf girl. You ask the agency to send someone elegant and young and ethereal. I will try my best to be elegant. And I turned 563 last week. I'm frightfully young for an elf girl. And I think I'm ethereal. What am I doing? I'm tracing my fingers down your chest. It's been a long time since I've been alone in a room with a human. Since Venice, at least. That was a night. Well, where would you like to draw me? And should I disrobe first? I just have this coat with the zipper down the front and those heels. Nothing beneath. I came prepared. Should I unzip and show you my curves? To make sure you like what you see? If I'm not suitable to be drawn, I'm sure the agency can send another girl. No, I shouldn't think so. Not another elf girl. I'm afraid they only have one of me. But, well, they've been very good to me and the other girls, and I wouldn't want you to feel like you didn't have a girl worth drawing. Oh, my eyes alone are worth drawing? Do you mean that? I can never tell with humans. I'm blushing. All right, I'll stay in my coat for a few minutes. I'm not used to humans being so gentlemanly, so thank you for it. Where would you like to draw me? On the couch? On the table? I could be a lush elven delicacy. On the bed? Are you sure, human artist? Is this gonna be an erotic drawing? No, you just think feminine beauty is dressed best drawn on a bed. Well, I suppose I can. It is my first time, and a bed would be softer to pose on for an hour than a table, wouldn't it? All right, kind mortal. Show me to your bed. Oh, taking my hand. That's nice. Oh, that's a big bed. I didn't know they came in that size. Though I suppose it is a human bed, and you humans only come in one size, big. But that is a frightfully big bed. Won't I get lost in it? Let me step close and press my hand into the sheets. Oh, satin. That's so soft. So soft. Yes, I think I should like to be drawn on this bed. You should draw me on this bed, mortal. Oh, and there's the easel. And my, you have a lot of pencils. Oh, I'm being silly. Of course you have a lot of pencils. You're an artist. A kind, talented, handsome artist. I'm sorry. I'm shy. Would you like me to disrobe now? Yes, I can do that. Here, would you like to help me with the zipper? My hands are shaking a little. I'm sure your hands would be better undressing me. Yes, you can put your hands on me and unzip me. I don't mind. I'm going to be naked with you for hours and hours while you draw me. Get me naked, handsome artist. I was right. Your hands are very sure. Very firm. Oh, my cheeks are burning. I feel so vulnerable and so excited. My coat is open. And if you push it back over my shoulders, you can bear me, mortal. Like that. Here I am. A naked, voluptuous elf girl. Pale and lovely as your canvas. Look, look. My breasts are high and beautiful. My nipples hard. Oh, I'm afraid every human house is too cold for me. I was made to be hot. My hips are round and alluring. My thighs sleek and so soft. Do you want me? Will you draw me? Or should the agency send another girl? How you look at me, like I'm the most beautiful woman you ever seen. Like you want to trace my every curve with your hands as you draw me. Your cheek is warm. Thank you for choosing me. How do you want me, beautiful mortal? Yes, I can do that. Like this. Seated on the bed, leaning back on my hands, my breasts lifted in full, my hair falling over my shoulders in disarray, my legs crossed, my thighs naked and inviting, like I'm hungry for a touch. I guess this isn't too erotic. Should I leave the heels on or off? You like my feet? Small and elven delicate. These feet have danced in the glades of old forests, dark forests, and on ballroom floors for lords and ladies who are now long in the grave. How I've danced. I know how to dance, how to move my body, how to make every breath a song of movement and joy. You can draw me like this, mortal, if you want to. Draw me just like you do your human girls. I'm your elf girl tonight. Gaze on me. Enjoy every curve of my body. Draw me. Draw me. How your eyes burn as you draw me. Handsome mortal. I can't see what you're putting on that easel. Oh, a few hours of this will tease me mercilessly, just sitting here until my arms cramp, not knowing what you're doing with my body. What will you emphasize? My eyes smoldering like embers at midnight as I watch you beneath my long, dark lashes. The curve of my cheekbones, my ears long and pointed and lovely. My lips blush and red and so ready to be kissed. Maybe my shoulders and Venice. Men fought duels for the right to have one glimpse of my naked, sleek shoulders. You, lucky mortal, you get to see all of me. My shoulders, pale and awaiting a man's firm and warm caress. And my breasts, lifting and falling as I breathe. Should I hold my breath? Will my breasts distract you? If they move, if I were with a lover right now, if that was the reason that I'm naked and hot in a man's bed, I would cup these full, luscious breasts in my hands and lift them like a gift. I would caress them. Oh, I would offer my nipples, swollen and so sensitive, and ask my lover for his mouth, for his kisses, for his warm, wet tongue on my nipples. Oh, mortal, the agency didn't tell me being drawn would excite me so. Yes, I'm blushing. I'm an elf girl. I feel everything so much. So much. Your air conditioning is on and I feel every breath of air across my tits. I feel every soft fold in the satin sheet under my thighs, under my ass. I feel the forest fire of your gaze on my skin. How you look at me. I feel so much. Your gaze ignites me. Why didn't I let myself get drawn before? After this, I might have to find some quiet forest glade and part these sleek, creamy thighs and slip my fingers between my thighs and... How is the drawing going, handsome mortal? Is it everything you hoped when you sent for me? Am I talking too much? Is that how you like your woman? Your models, I mean. Quiet, submissive, stretched beautifully across your bed while you work your will. I can try to be quiet. Oh, it's difficult. I'm an off girl. My whole body is full of song. I'm not meant for silence. I'm made to laugh and talk and moan and sigh. I suppose if I were in this bed right now with a lover, perhaps a rugged, masculine human lover, a lover so much bigger than me, so much stronger, virile and intense, I suppose he could gag me or put a hand over my mouth if he really wanted me to be. Quiet. I can't be quiet on my own. I'm Elvin. If I were quiet right now, my whole body would tremble with the need to speak and sing. I would quiver. I would start to squirm and writhe on this bed and make a hot mess of your drawing. I would rub my thighs together and moan against my closed lips. Like this. Keep trying to be quiet like this. I'll end up sweaty. Oh, let me talk, beautiful human. I promise I won't distract you much. I love that you're drawing me. I want to see it. I want to see what I look like to humans. I want to see, what you feel when you gaze on an elf girl's warm curves and her soft thighs and her breasts heaving with joy, the wildness of life. What part of me are you craving right now? My smooth belly? My delicate navel. Does my navel excite you, human? Once in Istanbul, when I was kept for a while by a human sultan, he saw me by accident when I was in my bath, and he wrote a poem to my navel. Can you imagine that? Writing a poem to an elf girl's navel. More lovely than moonlight, he wrote. More intoxicating than wine. You humans are so lusty. Your lives are so brief. When you see beauty, you just come undone. I like it. I like how you blaze with heat when you look at me. Are you drawing my legs now? Long, so long and smooth. Oh, I should have danced for you when you took off my coat. How can you draw me, really draw me, unless you see how I move, how I live and love in this body? I'm not just a pleasing, stationary shape on this bed. I am an elven woman, and with every beat of my heart, I yearn to roll my hips and sway and dance. And love. Oh, my body is made for love. For love in the forest by moonlight, or in the silks on a sultan's bed. This cold, modern world of yours has been unkind to me. All metal and hard plastic, and clothing that ties a woman up so tightly. I want to move. Here, human. Lovely human, put down the pencil just for a moment. I only need a moment. I want to show you how I move. Let me show you my life, my heat, my love. Let me show you what you need to draw. Please. Oh, please, human male, please. Let me show you more of me. Let me be more to you than a beautiful statue. There. That's it. I'll uncross my legs, open my legs, wide, available to any touch. Look how my hips move. and my shoulders roll back and my breasts lift as I open to you. Look, mortal, there is sensual magic in elven thighs. I quiver for you. My naked, vulnerable flower glistens with warm elven honey. My thighs are wet with it. Look, mortal. Huh? I undulate on this bed. This is how I move my body, my delectable elven body. How I lift my breast towards the ceiling, tilt back my head, and roll my hips. Oh, mortal. Have you ever seen anything this beautiful? I am so soft, your loins will blaze with fire when you touch me. I am elven. I am moonlight in the shape of a woman. I am a poem no sultan could ever write. I am a song. I am the dew on the grass at the first sunrise and the sweetness of a woman's first night with her man. I am feminine and open. I am a woman. I'll slide my hand between my thighs as I roll and undulate on this bed, spreading my petals with my fingers, opening like a mortal to the heat of the sun. Oh, mortal. Oh, mortal, I quiver. I need to be touched and loved. Look. Oh, look, this soft, hot opening. So tight. Tighter than a human girl's. If I were in the lover's bed, I could invite him so deep inside me. So deep he might conquer my body and conquer my heart. Oh, I would be his conquest. Maybe you need to know my body more deeply. Penetrate to the very core of me if you were to draw me. If you were to make art worthy of an elf girl. Come closer, please. Yes. Oh, don't be shy. It's for me to be shy. I've never done this before. Never been drawn by a handsome human male. Here, I'll take your hand. Lace my fingers with yours. Pull you down over me. You're so close. So close. Your lips so near mine. Touch my lips. Kiss me. Know my lips so you can draw them better. I know you want to kiss me. Do it, beautiful mortal. It's all right. This naked elf girl, elegant and young, and ethereal in your bed. I excite you. You excite me too. Shh, let me put your hand right, right here. Right here. Oh, on my soft, delicate flower. Do you feel how I arch under you, pressing my tits to your chest, oh mortal? Oh, mortal, your touch takes this flame of life inside me and makes it burn like forest fire. Like fire between my thighs. That thing you're doing with your fingers. Keep doing it, please, please. It's been so long. Oh, your hands on my ear. Caressing my ear is so gentle. Oh, my ear is so sensitive, mortal. I can hear so much. Did you know I can hear every beat of your heart? I can hear how your breathing changes as you touch me. As my warm elven honey flows over your fingertips. Oh, keep touching me. Oh, mortal. I almost can't bear it. How alive my body feels right now. Right now. This is how you need to see me. Flushed and blazing with love. This is how you need to draw me. Oh, yes. Yes, caress my cheek. Run your thumb over my lip. You have good, strong hands, Seaman. Oh, yes, mortal, you can hold my breast. You can squeeze. Do you like how full, how soft my breasts are? If I were ever impregnated, if a half-human baby grew in my womb, if my belly swelled, These breasts, these two lovely warm breasts that fill your hand, they would grow full and round with milk, warm milk. You can take my nipple in your mouth, kiss and lick and suckle, and imagine how my milk will taste. Oh, your mouth. Oh, your hot human mouth. I feel so small and so hot. Out between, beneath you like this. One of your hands on my elven blossom. One on my breast. Oh, I can hear your cock straining against your clothes. Oh, let it out. Let it out. Let your cock out. I know you won't hurt me. You just want to know me. To penetrate me deeply. To know how the self-girl lives and loves. How I would squirm in your arms. How I would sigh and moan and kick and scratch and come. You need to know how I look when I come. I trust you. I need you. Let that cock out. Discover the woman you want to draw. Discover all of me. Yes. Oh, that cock. Oh, so hard and hot against my almond flower. Oh, human. It's been so long since Istanbul, so long since Venice. I had forgotten how big you humans grow these. Fuck. I know. Oh, that is not an elegant word for my lips, but I don't care. Oh, you touch me. I am capable of no other speech. Fuck. Oh, let me cling to your arms, dig my nails into your powerful male arms. When you thrust that into me, I won't be able to do anything but hold on and whimper and writhe and dance on your cock. I'm so happy to be drawn by you, to be in this bed with you, for you. Are you going to put that cock in me? Oh!
My hair stuck sweaty to my face. My lips full and swollen from your powerful kisses. My ears trembling from pleasure. My whole body quivering with life. My thighs shaking. My pussy still clenching around your cock. And my breasts heaving. Mortal, oh mortal. This is how you draw an elf, girl. Your hands are going to work magic on that easel the way they work magic on my body. Oh mortal, my mouth is soft and open and wet. Will you kiss me? I'm so hot. I'm so hot. Dominated and conquered. I'm so full of your hot, sticky cum. So full of your cock. Oh, I flooded your cock and your groin with my honey. Oh, do you smell me, mortal? Do you smell what you did to me? Yeah. Yes, I'll pry my nails loose from your arms. I'm sorry about that. You know, when the Sultan of Istanbul had me, I covered his chest and shoulders with bites with my small, delicate mouth. I couldn't help it. He bound me tightly, hand and foot, and I couldn't move. I couldn't scratch. I couldn't take my heels into his ass. All I could do was bite and scream with joy. Maybe you'll do that to me later. If you're going to have me captive on a canvas for all time. Lovely and hot for the gaze of lusty human men. You should find out exactly how I look, how I move, how I love when I'm captive. I'm your captive. You make me burn. You came in me. All your hot human semen. I am an elf girl. I am so fertile. You put life in me, I just know it. It is all right. I am 563. I am old enough. Just barely. Oh, mortal. I wonder if you will like drawing me when my belly and breasts are round with new life. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Do that to my breasts. My nipples are hard under your palms. Do you like me? Are you glad the agency sent their only elf girl? Do you like how my sleek thighs moved at your thrusts? How my breasts bounced as you took me? Am I worth drawing, human male? Did you like my cries as you filled me so much? You wanted me quiet before. Do you still want me quiet? Do you want to draw me now? Tie my delicate elven wrists, take me captive. Tie my ankles, tie my legs open. Take my elven pussy hopless and open for you to fuck. And put a silk tie between my lips, gag me, so I have to be quiet for you. The way you like, so I can't distract you while you draw me. And when you have me tied up, a wet, squirming elf girl on your bed. My eyes, soft as I mule into my gag. When you have me tied up, take your pleasure in me, and open me even more. Open me with your cock. Open me until I'm laid bare to you, body and heart. Until you can see all of me. Until you can draw all of me. Until you can show all the world what it's like to have an elf girl in your bed. I am in your bed, elegant and young and ethereal. Draw me, my human conqueror. Your cock is so good and so thick in me. Have your way with me, human male. I'm your elf girl,